Senate Bill 164. Senator Dietrich. Not you. Stay steady. Okay.
Thank you, Senator Bitter. Good morning to the committee. After winning the trophy last night, we should all be in a good mood, so I'm going to use the
sympathy approach. Thank you. On you this morning. With the chairman's permission, I have an amendment.
Sure. Okay.
Come back here.
Would somebody like to move the amendment? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
The amendment is very simple. After we had the bill printed, we discovered that dealers are using two booklets to determine value of their products, and so we're adding the National Automobile Dealers Association in addition to the Anderson or ABOS Blue Book. This bill comes before you because of a request from some boat dealers. And to make it very simple, I will go through the sections quite rapidly. Section 1 says that if you have 25% damage on a boat, you need a damage disclosure statement from the the estate offices. Section 2 identifies the kinds of damage to a large boat: fire, vandalism, collision, weather, submersion in water, flood, and so forth. Section 3 says that the department shall retain each damage disclosure statement so that you have a history of that boat in pier. Section 4 indicates or says that the department shall promulgate the rules, including notice that damage of 25% or more requires a disclosure form. Section 5 defines what constitutes damage again and what can be charged against the repair of that boat. That includes labor, paint, etc. Number 6 and 7 indicates what requires a notice of damage on a large boat. And Section 8 says that $5 fee, the department will provide you with a certified abstract of the title history, which includes the damage disclosure statement. Now, in the bill, we keep using the words large boat. Large boat, defined in the statutes, is any boat that's 12 feet in length or a motorboat used or capable of being used as a means of transportation on water, except canoes, inflatable boats, kayaks, sailboats, and seaplanes. That constitutes a large boat. 12 feet doesn't sound like it's very large, but it, by definition, it is. Now, as I said before, this bill comes before us because of the request of boat dealers. This is a consumer protection bill. This is not a dealer bill. This is a bill like the auto dealers have. If you've had damage to your vehicle, you should notify the people that buy that automobile. Now, in this case, the boat. I have to tell you a story that actual occurrence. When I was living at Lake Mina, one evening, my neighbor, his wife and two children were in a boat. And for some reason, nobody was paying attention, and they were going wide open. Old Highway 12 crosses that lake. And they hit the side of that embankment, and it's about 20 feet to the top. And they went up over the top of the railing and landed on the highway. The insurance company totaled the boat, paid him off. That was about 10 years ago. The dealer in Aberdeen sold the boat. All of a sudden, the boat wound up in somewhere in this whole mess, and sold the boat. And finally, the guy that bought it came back in and said, how come some of this fiberglass is coming off here? Isn't that what's wrong here? And they checked it out, and they found out this boat had been repaired. It wound up back in the stream again, and a fellow bought it. Now, it wasn't fair to him, because this person took quite a loss, because it was a wrecked boat. Internally, it was a mess. But on the outside of the fiberglass, you can cover it all up and you can't see it because everything's enclosed. And therefore, I was asked by this dealer and some other dealers to bring this before you. Do you have any questions?
Does the committee have any questions for Senator Staggers?
I was kind of curious. You mentioned that this is a consumer protection bill,
yes,
but no consumer protection group is behind this, pushing it, but you have the boat dealers pushing it. Could you maybe explain why that's the case?
Well, you have it's normal. I don't know if, or I couldn't contact anybody that was interested in this. Auto dealers are the same thing. They, for years, have promoted the consumer protection bill in the interest of consumer protection.
Senator Valesky.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just so I understand, then, there's no current law which covers this. There's no disclosure requirement at the present time on a large boat.
That's correct. None.
Thank you.
Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Dietrich, I think last year we were having a discussion of the definition of a large boat. Floor, you remember last year what the definition of a large boat was? It was anything that I could get into that wouldn't sink.
I think we'd have to agree with that. That's for sure. It should be in statute. Senator Dietrich.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I remember that discussion, too, and I think that was all agreed upon by the legislature, Mac. With your amendment, Senator Dietrich, would there be a chance we would have a different set of numbers in the National Automobile Dealers value for a boat versus the Anderson Bug?
Bug, yeah.
Okay.
No, I doubt it would be so small amount that because they use the same set of numbers to...
If I might, Mr. Chairman,
sure.
It is not the same identical book, though, is
no.
That correct?
No, it is not.
Further questions? Thank you, Senator. Are there further proponents for Senate Bill 164 as amended? Seeing none, are there any opponents of Senate Bill 164 as amended? Seeing none, we'll close it to committee discussion and to disposition of the bill.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator McCracken.
Based upon the testimony that was given by Senator Dietrich, and if you think about what the automobile dealers have to go through with their disclosure statement and vehicles, I think that this bill would be appropriate. Therefore, I'd move do pass and Senate Bill 164 as amended.
Do I have a second? Second by Senator Valesky. Any further discussion on Senate Bill 164 as amended? Senator Staggers.
I guess I'm always skeptical when we have a business group like boat dealers presenting a bill in terms of consumer protection. I wonder what's really going on here. And in terms of the disclosure for autos, we've had all kinds of problems with this, and so I don't have any other problems, so I'm going to vote for this bill.
Any further questions? Senator Dietrich.
The only concern that I see on the bill, or the one major concern, is the 25% level. That appears to me to be fairly low. I know that we do have a damage disclosure bill in for the auto dealers or for cars that's at 75%. This would put a whole lot different perspective. Not that that will pass, but that is the direction that industry is going to. 25%, appears to be relatively small, especially when you understand what the size of a big boat is. It could be a relatively small amount of damage that you would have to go through this process for disclosure, and that would concern me, and I probably won't support the bill because of that.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor of Senate Bill 164 as amended will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Dietrich?
No.
Hagan?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Steggers?
No.
Bitter?
Aye. Senate Bill 164, as amended, will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation on it. Thank you, Senator.